Ball State University officials say its $35 million grant award is the largest single gift in the history of the Muncie School. It will go to support previously announced plans for the campus-adjacent Business Village District. Five sites will get new development, including a performing arts center, 100-room hotel, restaurant, innovation center, event plaza, retail space, and residential townhomes and condos. Ball State President Jeffrey Mearns says the grant will ensure the school's optimistic plan can be completed on time and fit in with existing improvements.
The vitality downtown coupled with the village, we think it will attract people from all across the region to come to our city.
Earlham College was awarded $25 million to help revitalize downtown Richmond. That plan includes new housing, outdoor recreation, and better transportation between downtown and Earlham. Taylor University was awarded $30 million to help improve a one-mile corridor connecting its campus to downtown Upland. The plan includes developing a campus inn and nearby residential properties, renovating Upland Public Library, and creating an entrepreneurship program. Mearns says the $85 million investment in East Central Indiana is a vote of confidence.
You know, Lilly Endowment is very careful to ensure that their investments will produce positive returns for those communities. So I think it's a real shot of hope and optimism for our entire region.
The three colleges are part of a group of six to receive Lilly Endowment grants for quality of place plans. Other awardees include Indiana State University, Purdue University, and Wabash College. The total investment for all six schools is more than $145 million. In Muncie, Stephanie Weekman, IPR News.